The Rockstar Week for the U.S. women's soccer team involved some confetti today. The team's World Cup win was celebrated in New York City with a history-making ticker tape parade. Bridget Bergen reports from member station WNYC.
Hours before the parade kicked off, 11-year-old Erin Burke claimed her spot on Broadway, known in New York as the Canyon of Heroes. This was the first ticker tape parade for an all-woman sports team, and she wasn't going to miss it.
It's so cool because, like, they've never had one before. It's, like, so inspiring.
Her mom, Pam Burke, drove from New Jersey at 6 a.m. this morning because her daughter is a soccer player, even though she never got to play herself.
You know, there wasn't as many opportunities for me that the girls have now.
You almost sound like you're choked up about it.
Yeah, it's emotional, I guess.
That emotion erupted into excitement.
USA!
As a dozen floats carrying all 23 of the team's players wound their way from the tip of Manhattan to City Hall Park, a flurry of confetti fell from buildings along the route.
Are you ready for a party?
Mayor Bill de Blasio told the crowd when the team brought home that trophy, they also brought home a message.
About the strength of women. And about the need to create a more equal society for all.
Each member of the team took the stage, and in another honor, each was presented with a key to the city. For NPR News, I'm Bridget Bergen in New York.